But he says here, for he that said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now, if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you are become a transgressor of the law. Now then, this is the part we've missed as Christians. We think because we're living under the age of grace, we can do anything we want to. But that's not so. Not so at all. Now, here's what grace is. Let me explain this to you, why God is so gracious and merciful. Let's say you go along for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and you were that wicked sinner. I mean, you were a drunk. I mean, you were a homosexual. You were a pervert. You were a fornicator, adulterer. You ran around on your wife or your husband. You had 4 or 5 abortions. I mean, you were really a meanie. And then one day, you come to God, and you want to get saved. Now, anybody that would save a wicked person like that's got to have grace, you know it? You know, all you've done for 50 years is sin against me, he says. And I'm going to give you grace to clean you up and make you whole. That's grace, isn't it? But he'll take anybody. Anybody that comes to it, that's the grace of God. Now, whenever you come into his kingdom and he saves you, he expects you to change. And that's where we've missed it. We thought grace just keeps right on going. So now then I can go out tomorrow and do what I want to do. No, 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 no. When Terry and Frank up here got married, Frank and Terry expected to move into the same house and live together. He didn't expect her to go out and run around with some of her old boyfriends or vice versa. You know, she doesn't say, oh, okay, Frank, you're my husband, but that's okay if you want to go out next week with one of your old girlfriends. I understand. You'll take her to dinner. That'll be fine. No, she didn't say that, did she?
I don't think so.
Not hardly. In other words, I mean, if we can see that simple scenario between a man and a woman getting married, why can't we see this when we get married to Jesus?
Amen.
You know, when we come into the kingdom of God and get saved, he tells us, he delivers us from the kingdom of darkness,
right,
translates us into the kingdom of light, and now we're sons and daughters of God, and we're supposed to become holy like he is. No sin. No sin. Because if you sin, God doesn't like it. And it will bring sickness and disease upon you. See, now, when you sin, you don't understand that when we, just like the royal law of love, he says, walk in love. And when you get these women that have breast cancer, when we find out, and Cheryl, she's really the one that picked up on this, that all these women didn't love themselves. So every time we have a woman that has breast cancer, sort of her first question is, do you love yourself? And sometimes, sometimes they'll say, yeah, I do love myself. Then the next question is, what female do you have unforgiveness toward? My mother. My daughter. Or this woman I work with. I can't stand her. Hey. Or you ask somebody, you say, well, now, have you forgiven all these people? Yeah, I forgive them. Are you sure you forgive them? Yeah, I forgive them. Okay, good. And all of a sudden, Janie walks in the door that you just forgave. Oh, there she is. Go over and hug her. I can't tug her. I couldn't punch her. Oh, I thought you forgave her. Oh, I thought you forgave her. Oh, you didn't forgive her. And you want to know why you're dying with breast cancer? Because you hold a grudge against another woman. You know, there's no reason for no woman to have breast cancer.
That's right.
All she got to do is love herself and stop having mammograms.
Amen.
You don't need the beast.
That's right.
You're just making a doctor wealthy, and you're putting it on yourself. It is a confirmed fact that mammograms, doing them, causes breast cancer.
That's exactly right.
You know, so don't do it. You know, trust God. Walk in faith. You know, I mean, I walk in faith. You know, I don't go to a doctor. You know, hadn't been in years. Ain't going to go. You know, I don't care what it is. You know, I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to walk in. If God, if the Lord I serve can't keep me well, then it's time for me to come to the house. You know, it's time. So I ain't going to try to keep this beast alive. If God, like I've told him, I said, if God takes away my breath and I fall on that ground, I said, I'm going to instantly be in the presence of God. And I said, after all these battles I fought down here, don't you dare even speak trying to raise me from the dead. Because if you do, I'm going to get you when I get back. I don't want to come back. When I get home with Jesus, After all the hard work I've done down here in this flesh, I'm ready to go to the house. I ain't ready right now, though, Lord. I've still got some things to do. A lot of people need to know what you showed me, and I know that's why He's keeping me healthy. I know that's why I'm well. Praise the Lord. Yes, I just had my 69th birthday, and I'm going to have a whole bunch more of them. You know, so praise God. I'm still in great shape. So, but He says right here what to do. Let's see what verse 12 and 13 says there, Dave. Let's see that. So speak ye and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Now then, the law of liberty will judge you. Now, you don't want to go there. Now, if God has to judge you because you're showing favoritism towards someone and He judges you, guess what it's going to do? It's going to bring sickness and disease upon your body. Now then, these are some of the things. It says, For he shall have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. You know, you better learn how to be merciful. You know, better learn. If you want to walk in health. Now, God's the one made this rule book. And I have to live by this rule book. And you have to live by this rule book. And guess who He shows respect to persons to?
No one.
No one. That's the beautiful part about God. He is no respecter of persons. He does not show respect to persons to anyone. Somebody say, oh, I'm God's favorite. Forget it. Get over it. You're not. You know, He loves all of us the same. You may think you're His favorite. You say, oh, but He loves me more than He does you. Oh, no, He doesn't. I got news for you. He doesn't love you any more than He does the next one. So, praise the Lord. Now then, God called the wife to love the husband. And He called the husband to love the wife. And, of course, He called the wife also to submit to the husband. In fact, Cheryl and I had a tremendous experience. Of course, I already knew this, but she learned the hard way. And, you know, as we had been married long. And, you know, I mean, here she has been an individual woman out there the last 24 years by herself. And, of course, you know, she has authority to pray for herself as a woman, not married. But when God brought her to me as a wife, and of course He spoke to her in a dream and then spoke to me the next morning and told us to get married, and 40 days later we got married. It's amazing that a woman I've never dated, she'd come to my church, never held hands with her, nothing else, that God speaks to her one night in a dream, speaks to me the next morning and tells us we're to get married. And that night over Bible study, after the Bible study, I asked a woman I'd never had a date with if she'd like to come to work for me and be my full-time helpmate, and she said yes, and 40 days later we got married. Isn't that something?
Praise the Lord.
So that just goes to show you, but after we got married, God told us to get married, and so other than that, she wasn't going to get married, she wasn't looking for a husband, and I wasn't looking for a wife. She had already decided there's not any good men left in the world. There wasn't no good ones left, period. And so she wasn't going to get married no more. And she didn't until God told her, and then me, and so we did. But she didn't know now that when she comes under my priesthood, everything in her life changed. She can't pray for herself no more. Now, that's something women have a problem with. But He says, wives, submit to your husband in all things. Is that what He said, Terry? That's what He said, isn't it? Wives, submit to your husband in all things. Now then, I'm going to take you to another place before we read any more there. I'm going to take you to 1 Peter 3, where the Lord is telling the wife what to do. I'm going to tell you why a lot of women are sick. I'm going to show you why a lot of women are sick and afflicted in 1 Peter 3, where He's talking there about, let's see, what verse is that? Where He's talking about Sarah. It's right, it's the first, verse 1. 1 Peter 3:1. 1 Peter 3. Yeah, and then I start with verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Now, a lot of women are sick because they don't do this.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of women can't get healed because they will not obey this scripture. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, the husbands, they also may be without the word, be won by the conversation of the wife. In other words, a sweet, gentle woman, a gentle wife is it's just something. A woman that can be that gentle and sweet, even though her husband is not a man of God.
Right.
Now, God told you to be good to him, love him anyway, didn't he?
That's exactly right.
Even though he's lost, you know, you can win him over if you're that sweet, wonderful, submitting wife.
Yeah.
Now then, verse 2 and 3 says, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair, the wearing of gold, or a putting on of apparel. So now if you're trying to impress your husband, you're going to be that, I don't know the word to use here, but you're going to be a woman, you're going to do what you want to do, but you want to try to win him over by your fancy eyebrows or your fancy gold or your fancy hairdo. Or all these things, or whatever. The Lord says, no, that's not what you're supposed to be doing as a woman of God. That's not. Now, girls, I'm not going to say I'm against. I will not say it doesn't hurt to put a little paint on the old barn. You know? The barn looks better with a little paint on it. So I'm not against you girls putting a little makeup on. Don't get me wrong. I have no problem with y'all putting a little makeup on if you want to. I mean, some preachers say, no, if you put makeup on, you're going to hell. Well, I don't believe that at all. You know, but if you want to use makeup, that's fine. You know, but what it says, then verse 4 and 5, let's go to those two verses. Let's see what it says. But let it be the hidden man of the heart.
Amen.
Now, this sweet woman that's inside, in that which is not corruptible. That sweet woman of the heart is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Now then, when your husband says something to you that you don't like, and he's on your case, what does it take to come back and say, yes, honey, I still love you? Oh, a lot. Somebody said it takes a lot. Yeah, you said that. Yes, it takes faith. It takes knowing the word. Because the average woman, when her husband does something she don't like, she wants to rear up and let him know how the cow eat the cabbage. I mean, she's going to tell him off. Well, now, that ain't God. That ain't God, and that'll make you sick. That'll bring sickness and disease on you. I got to tell you right here a story about an older gentleman that's been hearing me teach these things for a while, and he came to church one day, and he said, Pastor, can I give a testimony today? I said, sure, no problem.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.